What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We are now joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Thanks so much for the time, Mark. Appreciate you adjusting on the fly after we had a little bit of a weather incident on Tuesday. Happy you could make it today, though. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. I saw the ice skating in the streets and throwing snowballs in New Orleans. I mean, how crazy is that?
Hey, Mark, I live on the bayou. In my side yard, I got 8.5 inches of snow piled up along the fencing, along the pasture property. I got about a little over 11 inches of snow. Man, it is. I've lived here all my life. I'm over 60 years old. Never seen anything close to that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Better warm up before the Super Bowl because I'm coming out there and I need it to be warm. So. It's all about me. The weather's about me. And when I go to New Orleans, I'm expecting it to be nice. I just want you guys to know that.
Mark, when you look at the Eagles-Commanders game, we've talked so much about what Jaden has brought to the table. And I remember you guys did a couple of early games with Jaden Daniels. And Jen Hale, her and I were speaking about Jaden. I told her, Jen, you see the product on the field and just how talented he is. But really what's impressive is how he handles himself almost like a pro off the field. His work ethic, his attention to detail. He's a natural leader. He's so calm and so poised under pressure. And I think we saw that throughout the season. But you saw it real early in the season when, you know, your crew was out there covering the Commanders for a couple of the early games. And what everybody would have thought back then, that they play the Lions in Detroit and they walk out of there a winner. Now, you might have took the points in the Commanders, but to pick them to win that game, there's not a lot of people that really thought, unless you were a diehard Commanders fan, really thought the Commanders would go in Detroit and win that game.
Yeah, I'm shocked. The way that Detroit's offense has played all season long and, you know, the way they've controlled the line of scrimmage and run the ball. And I knew injury-wise on defense they're going to have a tough time. But I just figured that offense would be able to hang, you know, enough points on them. And 31's a pretty good number. But, you know, when you give up 45 or whatever it was, it just is insane. And, you know, it's really interesting. I went back and looked at that game. I looked at all of Jaden Daniels' throws. And there's a narrative out there, and on the broadcast they kept talking about, I think it was Tony Romo talking about the triple option and how it, you know, he's, you know, these bubble screens and these triple option throws and all that stuff. I went back and looked at all his completions of, I think it was 28 or 26 completions, something like that. There was 24 of them or whatever it was, I can't remember the exact number, from the pocket. Like, when I went back and actually watched the coach's tape, dude, he is ripping it from deep in the pocket, five steppers with hitches, seven step drops, and absolutely tearing them up down the field. He had a deep over to De'Ami Brown that was huge. Then he had a slot corner to De'Ami Brown that was a big throw. It was unbelievable throw. He had just a bunch of deep comebacks, bunch of deep digs. I mean, the guy was phenomenal from the pocket. And when I went back and really watched the coach's tape, I'm like, this dude is not just running around, you know, the whole narrative, oh, he can run the ball and extend the play and all that stuff. My ass, man, that dude was cutting Detroit up from the pocket, and he was phenomenal. It was so cool to watch, and just to watch him grow from the beginning of the year until now has been just a true pleasure. He is legitimately having – now, I've been involved in the NFL for 35 years as a player and an analyst. I have never seen his equal when it comes to a rookie quarterback. The guy's playing right now from the pocket like a 10-year vet.
Mark, it's unreal to watch him, but I'm going to flip over to the Eagles, and we know – their offensive line is really the strength of their offense, and certainly with Saquon Barkley. But defensively, two guys I'll ask you about. One is Jalen Carter. And I found out about Jalen a little bit through Pete Jenkins, the old 83-year-old defensive line mentor. Kirby Smart would bring him in every year to work with the defensive lineman at Georgia. And he made the comment to me, Mike, I got a man-child on my hands in Georgia. His name is Jalen Carter. And he said, when he's going to figure out that he can play every once in a while and not just when he wants to, you're going to have a lot of difficulties trying to block him because he can take over a game. We saw it late, and he was dead tired. You could see he was huffing and puffing, but he made a couple of big plays late. And the other guy is Zach Bond, who was more of a special teams guy here, a specialty guy. It wasn't the right fit. The coaching staffs here under Sean Payton and Dennis Allen couldn't figure out exactly how to use him. Vic Fangio gets him in Philly, and I think he's had as good a year or better than any defensive player in the National Football League this year for what they asked him to do. So my comment to you, question to you is about watching Jalen Carter and Zach Bond and what they have meant to this Eagles defense.
Yeah, they've been huge. Jalen Carter has been unblockable the last part of the season and during these playoffs. I mean, he's just been unblockable. Such a big body, so athletic, so incredibly powerful. And Zach Bond is, you know, I mean, I just remember him as a special teams kind of, you know, relief guy in New Orleans. And then to see the success that he's had, he reminds me of a guy that used to play in Philadelphia that's bounced around a little bit, that plays for the Broncos now, Singleton, who was always kind of a special team, not quite big enough, not quite fast enough, not quite this enough, not quite bad enough, always tried to make him a special teams player. And, you know, he always ended up finding his way into a starting lineup and then led the team in tackles. And finally, you know, the Broncos brought him in as a special teams player. And same thing, he became the starter after somebody got hurt, and he never relinquished it. They ended up paying him because he was great. Now he tore his ACL this year. But, like, those guys, that when they find the right system and they get put into the right system, it's amazing what those dudes can do. And that's exactly, you know, what Zach Bond has done. And it's really, I mean, it's just really cool to see. And that guy just seems to have such a great sense of spatial awareness and where he's supposed to be and being able to read, you know, with defense and what they're doing. And it just goes to show you, like, sometimes it's fit. Sometimes it is the fit with the system and the coordinator or the linebacker coach that gives you, or whatever the coach is, the individual coach, that gives you a different perspective on the game. And I have said this my whole career, man. There are a ton of guys out there that had Hall of Fame, you know, Hall of Fame talent, but just never fit in the, they were never in the right place and never really, you know, became great NFL players. And so fits, that's kind of the dirty little secret, man. You got to be in the right fit, in the right system, and you've got to have people that can coach you up and help you, you know, reach your potential and your best. So obviously it's not derogatory or it's not a knock on the coaches that were there before. It just is, you know, it just is, he's gotten into the right fit and it's perfect for him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Insider Call is brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellmann's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Charlie, what you got for Mile High Mark?
Yeah, Mark, I'm going to hop in here and ask you about the AFC Championship game. Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes is obviously the headliner. They've played three times in the postseason. And if you look at the numbers, Fox on NFL had this posted earlier. Josh Allen's played just as well as Patrick Mahomes in those three playoff matches. I mean, 1,030 yards to 1,011, Josh versus Mahomes. Both of them have nine total touchdowns. Allen has one interception, Mahomes has zero. It's pretty similar numbers, but Mahomes has come out on top every single time. And we've talked to different Buffalo beat reporters, and every time the Bills kind of fall short in the postseason, it's not really Josh Allen's fault. It's the defense kind of falls short and falls flat. But one thing that I saw, Mark, and this is what Buffalo is going to be looking to break this upcoming weekend. Their last road playoff win was in 1993 when they won the AFC Championship game in Miami to get to the Super Bowl, one of those four straight Super Bowls that they lost. So they're looking to break a long trend. Yes, they've been successful at home in the postseason, but going to Arrowhead in Kansas City and playing Mahomes, as Mike always says, you got to beat the man to be the man. It's going to be a tall task for Josh Allen and the Bills.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's, you know, obviously the Kansas City Chiefs are really good, and you know, and Patrick Mahomes is one of the best, and I think are the best. And I think the thing that's just really interesting, you know, and I've been fighting with Chiefs fans, you know, on X for the last couple of days because, you know, nobody wants to hear about the discrepancy in penalties called.
Preach.
But it's remarkable. Like, it is remarkable. I did a deep dive. So in their last 11 playoff games, the Kansas City Chiefs have been penalized 36 times. Their opponents have been penalized 66 times. And the Chiefs have been penalized for 305 yards and their opponents for almost under 600 yards, like 550 something or so. Like, it's almost a 2-to-1 ratio.
That's embarrassing, Mark.
Yardage. What's that?
I just said that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's almost a 2-to-1 ratio in both yardage and in both number of penalties called. And then when you start really getting deeper into the weeds, and this is really interesting to me that, you know, this could even be a thing. But listen to this. In those playoffs, in the last 11 playoff games, which is the last four seasons, Kansas City has been, or their opponents have been called for 7 roughing the passer penalties. Kansas City has been called for 1. Kansas City, or their opponents have been called for 4 unnecessary roughness calls. Kansas City has been called for 1. The opponent has been called for 11 DPI or defensive holding calls. Kansas City has been called for 2. So it's the severity of the penalties are all going against the opponent. And, you know, I get if you're at home, you're going to get a call or two that go your way. But a 2-to-1 ratio, that's like, and I understand, and I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. I'm not saying that people have it, like the officials or the league is like, let's get Kansas City. Like, that's not the case. But I am saying superstars get friendly whistles. At the end of his career, Tom Brady, if he threw his hands up when he got hit and looked at the ref, they just automatically pulled the flag out. And so, like, it pisses me off. And so, anyhow, like I said, I've been fighting with Kansas City fans on X because they refuse to acknowledge it. But the bottom line is, that the Bills, I think, offensively are a better football team. I think their O-line is better. I think their run game is better. I think their red zone run game with the quarterback counters, the quarterback powers, all the quarterback runs they have installed makes them better. They're much better than red zone, scoring at 70%+ of the time in the red zone at the number 2 team in the league as far as red zone scoring. The Kansas City Chiefs are like 22 in the league at 50, just over 50%. So I love that matchup, but the bottom line, when you play the Kansas City Chiefs, you better have a 2-score lead in the last 2 minutes of the game or you're in trouble, and you cannot, if you have a 1-score lead, you cannot let Patrick Mahomes have the ball last. Like, you have got to be able to run your 4-minute offense, you've got to be able to eat up the clock, and you've got to be able to end the game with the ball in your possession, because he's proven if you give it to him with 13 seconds or more, he's going to kick your ass. And he is that good. He really is. And so, like, it's a tall task to go to Kansas City and get a victory. But, you know, from my lips to God's ears, I hope it happens.
Mark, I think one of the things, and I'm not picking against Kansas City, but one of the things that gives Buffalo, I think, more than a fighting chance here, I think in the past, the Bills' running game was really centered around Josh Allen. One of the things Joe Brady did when he got there, and he had to relearn the league a little bit, because in Carolina, you know, he was there, you know, calling plays for the first time, and he also had a college head coach in Carolina in Matt Rhule. I think he had to adjust what he was calling to the NFL version. And I see a lot schematics, a lot of the same things that he had at LSU running the ball, had a lot of success with Clyde Edwards-Helaire running it. He's doing that with James Cook, and, you know, he's got a couple of really good backup running backs. The running game is the big key here that they didn't have before. Their offensive lines improved, but they have a running game other than Josh Allen today.
Yeah, no, they have a really good running game. They're two tackles, Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown. Spencer Brown is one of the more underrated players in football. That dude is nasty, man. He plays. And same with Deion Dawkins. They've got a really good counter game. They've got a really good tackle trap game. They've got a really good gap game. But they've got also, you know, a good portion of zone. And it's interesting, when Brady was in Carolina before he ended up getting fired on Matt Rhule's staff, I was doing a game. I was doing a Carolina game. And I ended up sitting with him and several of his coaches pregame for about 45 minutes. Not him individually with 45 minutes. He was part of that. You know, a couple guys would come in and out. But just talking about the run game. And, you know, it was really interesting because it was like a 45-minute tutorial, like, from my perspective, kind of philosophically, you know, what you have to be able to do. And Joe, coming from the college game with the hash marks and everything else, The run game is just way different, you know, and you, and so it was just really interesting to have that conversation about, you know, being under center and doing some things from under center, and how the hash mark changes because you don't have a wide side of the field. You don't have a short side of the field. It was a really, really interesting conversation. And, you know, and kind of that was part of his learning curve coming in, is understanding. And the same thing, I had this conversation with Cliff Kingsbury, the same thing about, you know, about coming in from college and thinking you could take a college scheme or system and run it in the NFL, and it doesn't work that way. It's completely different. And you've seen in their second stint, Joe Brady having all kinds of success learning the NFL game and how it differs from the college game. And the same thing with Cliff Kingsbury with Washington, using some of those collegiate kind of concepts, but then morphing them into what works in the NFL. And talking to Cliff, he said the same thing, man. The running game is what has changed my offensive play calling. He goes, getting Anthony Lynn, who was my former teammate in Denver, who is the head coach of the Bills and the Chargers, and has like that guy's knowledge of the running game is as good as it gets, putting him on the staff and really understanding the philosophy has helped him as well. So really cool for Joe Brady to kind of go through that learning curve. And, you know, you get kicked in the shins a little bit and you get fired and you have to go back. And then, you know, you come back in and you have a better idea of what you want to do, what works, what doesn't work, and how you exploit that. So Joe Brady, big time performance as a coach for those Buffalo Bills and what they've done and the way they've implemented that offense.
And, Mark, what's your gut telling you about this weekend's games? Who are we going to end up seeing coming to New Orleans at the end of this?
Well, listen, I mean, I'm with you. I understand, like, I don't want to bet. I hate betting against the Chiefs, but, man, I am rooting so hard for the Buffalo Bills. And I do think they're a really good team. I think it's going to be a great game. But I'm taking the Bills mostly just because I hate the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'll take the Bills. And then as much as I'd like to see my former team make it in Washington, you know, we talk about the quarterback, and he's the big X factor. Momentum's a big X factor in Washington. But when I look at lines of scrimmage play, and I always look at lines of scrimmage play, Philadelphia's line of scrimmage are dominant. Their O-line is dominant. Their run game is dominant. Their defensive line is dominant. Their front seven is dominant. So I'll take Philly over Washington, and I'll take the Bills over Kansas City.
Mark, I definitely understand the hatred of the Chiefs. Our Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, that works with us, he will never, never pick the Dallas Cowboys in any game.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I don't. Yeah, I hate them, too. There's a long list of the teams I hate.
Always appreciate your time, Mark. Have a great one. Thanks for being flexible with us.
You got it, guys. Take care.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, where you can hear more of them. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.